Silicon Valley tech companies admit they have a problem. They've done a remarkably poor job employing a diverse workforce. Google's workforce is just 3% Latino and 2% black, far below the percentages in the population, of course. Yahoo and Facebook are not so different. We'll hear next from one African American who did succeed in Silicon Valley. Tristan Walker played a role at the company Foursquare, a major role. Later, he started his own firm based in Silicon Valley and started a nonprofit to encourage diverse hiring in the Valley. We caught up with Walker and J.J. McCorvey, who wrote about him in Fast Company, and here's how Walker diagnoses the problem.
There's the access problem, where there are not enough folks well-networked into the Valley to get jobs at some of these larger companies. But I like to think a little bit more broadly about the awareness problem, right? I didn't have any idea about Silicon Valley until I moved out here 6 years ago to go to business school, right? And that's a problem.
Now, you just said awareness. Are you talking about people of color not being aware of the opportunities or companies not being aware of how badly they were doing until very recently?
Both. Particularly in my situation, you know, I was born and raised in Queens, New York, in humble beginnings. And, you know, I had one goal in life when I was young, and I was to get as wealthy as possible as quickly as possible. You know, I realized that there were a couple ways to do it. The first was to be an actor or an athlete. Second was to work on Wall Street, because I saw that there were archetypes to aspire to. Mm-hmm. But in Silicon Valley, there were none. No folks who looked like me to show that I could do it.
It is a little surprising, though, if you think about it for a moment, that tech companies would be doing so poorly, because it's not like there is some traditional industry with a legacy workforce that has to be dealt with. And you're dealing with tech executives who have tentacles all around the world, who are thinking about different kinds of customers all around the world. You would have thought that this would have been on their radar screen a long time ago.
One would think, but I don't think that there is too much explicit bias in Silicon Valley, but there's quite a bit of implicit bias. When I think about our company and the type of diversity we want to bring about, we ask our investors things like, you know, do you know any folks of color or women who might excel in this role before you think of other candidates? And I think the more and more companies embrace fixing implicit bias over explicit, a lot will change.
J.J. McCorvey, you've spent a while covering this industry. What do executives tell you about what's going wrong here?
What I've been told is there are just a lot of exclusionary practices that people are just not aware that are in existence at their companies.
We are seeing studies showing that there are increasing numbers of diverse graduates in tech-related fields, which suggests that people are out there. Are they not pointing themselves towards Silicon Valley at all?
What you see now happening is Google, for example, is now saying that they're broadening their search when recruiting graduates. You know, they're starting to go to HBCUs, historically black colleges and universities, to fill positions. You know, that should have been done.
Yeah, and this is a really important point, Steve, because I understand that there are some companies that just might not have the resources to go and recruit at the schools that aren't Stanford and aren't MIT and aren't Carnegie Mellon's. I have a not-for-profit organization that I'm chairman of called Code 2040, and our goal is to help those organizations find some of the really great minority engineering talent out there. We find kids at University of Maryland, Baltimore County, right? We go all over the place to really help find these kids where they are and introduce them to Silicon Valley.
Well, that's interesting. Would you even say that no matter how fair-minded an executive is, that he or she will have to work harder to get a diverse workforce than otherwise, that this is a special effort that needs to be made?
I think so. I don't think this is a question of being well-intentioned and not, right? This is a question about making the extra effort. Increasingly, kind of folks of color not only lead culture, but are some of the most important consumer demographic groups in the country, let alone the world. So if you're a technology company at the bleeding edge of innovation, you really want to understand this consumer group better than anyone else. And if you kind of look out 20, 30 years from now, when folks of color are the majority of the country, let's assume Facebook were kind of built then. Would it be Spanish language first or English first? You really have to start asking these questions. And the best way to really kind of get at the core of what these questions that need to be asked are is to have these types of folks within your organization. So it's incredibly important, not only from a social perspective, but also the bottom line.
Tristan Walker and J.J. McCorvey, thanks to both of you.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you.